There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Wow her this Valentine's Day with a spa day. Call the spa at Eaglewood Resort in Itasca to order your gift card today. 630-773-1400 or eaglewoodresort.com. Special $25 certificate with a purchase of $150 or more.
This is Big Doug Buffon, and I hate going to the dentist. I mean, I'd prefer to get knocked out by Obradovich. But when I have to, the only place I'll go to is Webster Dental Care. My family and I have been going to Webster Dental Care for over 30 years. The professional care, respect, and gentle touch make going to the dentist darn easy. Never thought I'd say that. With 7 Chicagoland locations, it's easy to get to no matter where you are. So whether you're in major need or just haven't been for a while, go see my friends at Webster Dental Care on the web at webdentalchicago.com. Tell them Big Doug sent and get $100 off on your first visit.
101 years ago, Old Navy brought forth a new clothing store dedicated to the proposition that all sales are not created equal. Like the President's Day sale, where now through Monday only, the entire store is up to 50% off, proving that great-looking clothing of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not cost an arm and leg.
Run to Old Navy now through Monday for up to 50% off the entire store. That's up to 50% off jackets, jeans, tees, you name it. Valid February 13th through 16th. Excludes gift cards, clearance, and Fruit of the Loom.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Bears, White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
A little past 4 o'clock and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio and live from Mickey Finn's in Libertyville, I'm Matt Rodewald with this scoreboard update. The Wolves are at home tonight at 7 and also Sunday at 4 at Allstate Arena. Visit ChicagoWolves.com today. The Bulls are feeling real good heading into the All-Star break, and so is Derrick Rose. A 30-point effort last night, quite possibly his best as a Bull since that latest knee injury. Joakim Noah liked it.
I always feel like the sky's the limit. You know, I never doubt him because I know that when it's the big game, I wouldn't take anybody else. So it's just the way it is.
Sky's the limit when you barely have any turnovers. Two real late ones to go with 7 assists as well. Bulls will have the whole week off. It's back to work on Friday in Auburn Hills against the Pistons. Now, Jimmy Butler is dealing with that shoulder injury. He was out last night. He's out of the skills competition tomorrow night in New York, but as of now, he will try to play Sunday in the 64th annual NBA All-Star game at Madison Square Garden. Got the Rising Stars game tonight in Brooklyn. Niko Mirotić will play for the World Squad. And also, Carmelo Anthony says he is very likely to shut it down for the season after the All-Star break. The Blackhawks not off to a good start on that homestand. They're hoping to end a two-game slide when they host the Devils tonight. Corey Crawford's in net against Corey Schneider, the former Canuck. Michael Roosevelt is out with that shoulder injury. Ben Smith is a scratch. Ryan Hartman called up. He's a local product from Dundee. He will make his debut for the Blackhawks tonight. College hoops, the Illini went on that long run to pull away from Michigan in overtime yesterday, but a tough one awaits with a trip to Madison on Sunday afternoon to face off against the fifth-ranked Wisconsin Badgers. Valpo playing host to Green Bay later on tonight. Jackie Robinson West director Bill Haley is asking Chicago to be with us as they decide on a lawsuit against Little League International. Two rooftop owners are calling it life or death. They filed a restraining order against the Cubs to keep them from building that Jumbotron in right field. They were in court yesterday, and they're hoping that a judge will hear the case coming up on Wednesday. Ray Rice issued an apology through the Baltimore Sun to the Ravens fans for his horrible mistake. And Tim Jennings with minor knee surgery today. Shouldn't miss any OTAs. Roger Goodell, by the way, made $35 million in 2013. That information released today after he made $44 million back in 2012. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Cassidy Tire and Service. Visit CassidyTire.com today. And scoreboard update also brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your Big Green Egg Superstore in Wilmette. And visit the Toyota Sports Corner at the Chicago Auto Show to see the 2015 Highlander. With seating up to 8, the Highlander provides room for all your family and your friends. I'm Matt Riddlewald, and you're listening to Chicago's number one sports radio station, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Mueller Volkswagen of Highland Park.
Boars and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
Fun is winning, winning is fun.
Wild at heart.
I don't know, you know what, I just find women that just relentless, just every day. They're like these psycho robots that never run out of batteries, and every day they just keep coming at you. Actually, my girl punched me in the head on Valentine's Day a few years ago. First, she was just hitting me all in here, you know, which is acceptable, right? It's a holiday, let's keep it nice, you know? Keep it nice, right?
Tales of things we do for love.
Oh, God, I'm so scared.
Well, is someone hurt you? I mean, I'll take care of it. I'm a grown-up now, you know.
It's my husband. Oh, I wish someone would kill him.
You mean kill your husband?
No. No, don't say it. You mustn't even think it.
He is a dead man.
Wild at heart.
I used to do magic tricks, and that made me cool.
Well, what kind of tricks are we talking about, my friend?
What were your best tricks?
My best tricks, all cards, man. All cards, because it's what the ladies like. That's what I'm going
to
go with.
Come out to a remote and do some card tricks. We'll give you the forum.
Pick up all the ladies.
And guaranteed a few men.
Wild at heart.
No.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
The phone lines are open for your stories, 312-644-6767, and it's how far you would go to impress, or it may be involving Valentine's Day itself. That's okay, too,
right. I mean,
if you want to take it in that direction.
Success stories, if they're really good, or, you know, your failings at love.
I think people get this enough that I don't necessarily have to read one of the emails yet. Why don't we just dive right
in? Well, we'll see.
You're being Terry now. Dave in Lake Zurich is on The Score. Hello, Dave.
How you guys doing?
Good. Get us started.
It was winter break, freshman year of college. Met my first girlfriend, quotation. And a couple weeks later, she was off doing an internship outside Washington, D.C. I decided out of the blue, ditch school on a Friday and drive up to see her unannounced.
Uh-oh, bad move.
Oh, no, turned out to be very good. Had a fun weekend.
And what happened? I guess he went
to see
her.
The whole time.
Okay.
Yeah. Not a particularly good way to start.
All right, here's an example. This is
told you.
This is from Arthur. Arthur says, in the summer of 2012, I was seeing this guy who I was starting to like. One night, we'd agreed to meet up rather late when neither of us was exactly sober. The agreed upon time came and went with no word from him, so I decided to be proactive. I went to his house to wait for him. An hour later, I decided it would be too creepy to wait for him on his front porch, so I went around to the back of his house to see if there was a way in.
That's less creepy.
Lo and behold, his back door was open, so I went into his house and waited on his couch, only to wake up an hour later to him coming home with another guy. So I ended up walking home at 6 a.m. We've subsequently become friends, but I tried to impress a guy essentially by breaking into his house.
Yeah, I knew that was not going to end well. That's just
don't break into people's houses. That'll be our public service announcement for the day.
Obviously very drunk, because if you feel that waiting in front of the house is less creepy than waiting behind the house and then trying to find a way in, you are very, very drunk, sir.
I'm less creepy. Welcome to my house.
Hey, Art, what's up, man? What are you doing on my couch?
This should be good. West Side Mike is on The Score.
Oh, no. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Charlie, let me tell you something. Don't let love blind you. It blinded me in 1985. I got married to a hot garbage wife. I know she listened to The Score, 670 The Score, Cassandra L. Johnson. We went to Las Vegas, did everything that you're supposed to do to get married. This hot garbage, I come home from work one day. I said, well, what's for dinner? She said, I don't know. The hot garbage woman couldn't cook. I was so in love with her because she was so beautiful. She can't cook, she can't act, and she don't know how to clean up. Don't let those beautiful women fool you, fellas, because they cannot do what they're supposed to do. A man should come home and have a hot meal, not a boiled egg that you put in the microwave. That's a hot garbage woman, and it was on Valentine's Day, too.
Got a hot garbage woman. Got a hot garbage woman.
Wait, did he
got
say that?
Got a hot garbage woman and I'm boiling up my meal.
Wait, so you got a? You said you have a woman that can cook? And did he say that can add and clean up? What was the middle one? I think it was add. Was arithmetic important to him?
I don't know.
Well, you know, I mean, there's
very
that
Alan
song.
Turing.
No, it's just, you know, never make a pretty woman your wife. I mean, come on. He should have known that.
Got a hot garbage.
Hot garbage woman. She couldn't cook. She couldn't add. She couldn't clean up.
I don't know. In Lake Zurich, here's Rob. He's on the score.
Wow. Hey, Rob.
Hi, guys. That's hilarious.
I thought that was you laughing. Hey.
All right. I was in fifth grade. It was roughly 1980. And,
oh, so this is true love. Here we go.
Yeah, I was quite taken by a girl in my class, so I decided I was going to write her some poetry. So I, one night, opened up some poetry books. The only ones I had were the old Shel Silverstein books. So I chose several more romantic of the selections, wrote them all out.
Like Attic, Hungry Mungry?
Yeah, right. I wrote them out. I handed them to her in school the next day. She proceeded to turn them into the teacher, and in not so many words, the teachers told me to cease and desist and leave her alone.
Wow. That's harsh. Fifth grade.
Let's see, I should have been a pair of ragged claws scuttling across the floors.
Well, you could have picked Dr. Seuss. That could have been worse.
Silent seas.
You give her a few, you know, green eggs and ham?
Or even like, you know, John Donne or something. Ask not for whom the bell tolls. Is that him? Is that Donne? I don't know. I gotta ask Lynn Bramer.
No, don't ask me. What was your, how early, I mean, how old were you when you first became infatuated with a girl?
Infatuated with a girl?
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, right in that time, fifth, sixth grade?
Okay. What was your first kiss?
Sixth.
Sixth grade? Mine was third grade with a fourth grader.
Wow.
I'm talking about. On top of the...
But like real kiss.
On top... Oh, yeah. I was making out. I was on top of the slide, too.
Northwest Side, yeah, Vinny, you're on the score.
Hey, gentlemen. A few years ago, basically, going out with this girl for a few months, you know, weekend came along. I really wanted to impress her. So told her to, you know, let's get dressed up. I'm planning this big thing. Got a limo. Got tickets for a show downtown. Reservations at a restaurant. A couple drinks. We had a night in town, a blast. Next morning, I get a call from her, and she breaks up with me.
Ouch.
I guess they picked the wrong show.
I guess she didn't have as much fun as you had.
Well, that's a big waste of money.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Oh, well, it happens.
This is Elias, who says, a month after my current wife and I met in college, we were out on Valentine's Eve. And on our way back to my apartment, we hit a late-night eatery with burritos advertised as big as your head. And passed out until we both woke up with the worst case of food poisoning imaginable. She went straight to the hospital to be treated for severe dehydration, and I lay in my bed. Needless to say, our first Valentine's Day was unforgettable.
Well, at least they're married now. So that's correct. Good. It's a good thing. It had a happy ending to it.
And the great thing about being married, unless you're me and you end up eating all of the candy turtles and getting in trouble for it, you don't have to worry about Valentine's Day at all.
Well, that's good for you. You don't have to.
She still really cares about Valentine's
Day? Well, no, it doesn't really say care about it. But, I mean, there's, you know, a certain expectation of just, you know, treating it not as a regular day. I mean, it's not like anything extravagant.
Regular day.
You know, card, flowers, it's simple.
Regular day.
Yeah. Well, that's nice.
All days are Valentine's Day when you're as happily married.
And when you're married to you.
Right. That's your damn present, woman.
The holiday.
Come home to this.
The holiday I really neglect. I think it's completely unnecessary. Is sweetest day. That's completely unnecessary.
Trash can man, you're on the score.
Hello, boys.
Hello.
I was working a bar on the south side, looked across the room, saw this tall, strikingly beautiful chick. Went over, talked to her, got a haircut. I wanted to impress her so much. 7 years later, I was divorced from her and broke and living with my parents. I'm never cutting my hair for a broad again.
And by the way, your West Side Mike translation, he didn't say ad, he said iron.
Oh, iron. Okay, who picked that up? Was it a texter?
Several texters.
Okay, iron. All right, good. I thought he said ad.
She couldn't iron.
So she couldn't cook, iron, and or clean up. Okay. Was an ad.
I just don't let my wife cook. She can, but she doesn't.
My wife can cook also, but I enjoy it too much where I generally do most of it.
It's my thing.
Yeah. It's really relaxing to get in the kitchen. Even when we get home from work at 7:30, I like to cook.
Right. Andy is in Peoria. He's on the score.
How are we doing today?
Okay.
Probably about 15 years ago, after we had just purchased our first home, my wife was working late, and I'm like, I'm going to make a really good impression and have a nice dinner cooked and everything else for her as she gets home. Along the way, I had the great idea of cleaning out the house and making things great. To accompany such a plan, I decided I'll just have a beer or two. Got a message from my wife. I'll be home a little later. Left little notes, had the Sarah McLachlan playing on the CD player, and by the time she got home, I was passed out on the couch.
How many beers did you have?
I think too many.
Yeah, obviously.
It's hard to drink enough beer to pass out.
He was married to her already. He was trying to make a good impression for what?
Well,
you already won.
Right, it can't hurt, though, you know.
Maybe she was mad at him about something.
Well, you know I'm going to have to
pick. Or maybe she was having doubts.
You know I have to pick up a box of turtles on the way home today.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't. Be the man. Put your foot down and say, forget it, one bite two next time.
No, because here's what's going to happen. I'm going to buy them and say, I'm sorry I ate all the turtles. And then she's not going to eat them. And then I'm going to be forced to eat the entire box again.
Buy two.
Like hide one?
No, just buy two. Eat them all in front of her.
Like write my name on it.
What I would do is I would go to that store, get an empty box, and bring that to her. And have her open an empty box up.
That's not bad, actually.
Like, now what, woman?
Yeah, I kind of like it. I could actually go fish the actual box out of the garbage. Wrap that up. Covered in coffee grounds. George in Naperville, you're on Friday Funk on the score.
Hey, guys. When I was in eighth grade, I wanted to impress my first girlfriend, showing her how I felt at Valentine's Day. I found an old Roman candle that had not been used in my garage.
You had an old Roman Catholic in your garage?
Yeah, an old Roman Catholic, yeah.
What a priest.
I'm an old altar boy, Father.
Okay. So I go over to her house with the Roman candle. I run up to the front door, ring the doorbell, run back to the front lawn, and light the Roman candle. Unfortunately, her dad answered, number one, and number two, the Roman candle fell forward, pointing right at the front door. Luckily, he didn't open the storm door. But here were seven rapid-fire flaming balls hitting the front storm door and then bouncing all over the porch. So I did what any self-respecting eighth grader did. I ran away.
Of course. Yep. That's the essence of it right there.
And then he was shooting flaming balls at her later that night.
That's what we're doing. Wild at heart. Now
that's
you got the
fantastic
bit. More to come on the score.
Fung is winning. Winning is Fung.
Lawrence Holmes here. Right now, you're listening to B&B. Coming up at 6, I'll be here with more of Chicago's hottest sports talk. So don't tune out.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. There's not a weekend hacker in the world who hasn't wondered if he could take Tiger Woods. Everybody's making their jokes. Yeah, well, a Jaguars kicker is making an offer. You probably know Josh Scobie because you've had him in fantasy. Well, Scobie's fantasy is taking Tiger's money. He tweeted, quote, Tiger, meet me at San Jose Country Club tomorrow. $100,000 a hole, you get two aside, end quote. You're going to have to give him more than that, Josh. The Scobes apparently is a scratch golfer, and if that's the case, two aside is not going to cut it. That's how badly this thing has spiraled. Kickers are calling Tiger out. Good luck with that, Eldrick. And just so you know, if somehow you beat Josh Gobey, Phil Dawson, Mike Nugent, and Mason Crosby all want a piece of you too. I'm Jim Rome.
Buffalo Wild Wings Old Orchard is opening Sunday, February 8th at 11 a.m. See their great new design with tons of HD TVs and 40 beers on tap. Come out for beer tastings and sign up to win raffle prizes. Must be 21 to enter. Buffalo Wild Wings Old Orchard on the west side of the mall by the Green Parking Garage. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-816-9320. At Health Markets, our service is free. Call 800-816-9320 now. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
CBS Monday. Meet Caroline and Max.
You only live once, YOLO. And you only live till the next time you say YOLO.
These two broke girls.
The cheap toothpaste we've been using is really diaper free. On the plus side, that rash cleared up on my gums.
Are TV's two best friends.
Why are you acting weird? Pets are not my thing. I already have something needy and fluffy that'll die if I don't take care of it. You.
And they're too funny to miss.
I said something today I never thought I'd say. Thank you.
Two broke girls. Monday. Only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
CBS Monday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
It's your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Aw, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Don't miss Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Monday.
CBS Tuesday.
You ready?
I'm good for a fight.
The network that brought you TV's number one drama, NCIS, takes you to the Big Easy.
My city, my way.
Now, New Orleans has its own NCIS.
This town really gets into your DNA.
Scott Bakula stars.
Are we gonna have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans, Tuesday, only CBS.
Premiering CBS Wednesday, March 4th, in the
world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette, James Vanderbeek.
This is just the beginning.
CSI Cyber, premieres CBS Wednesday, March 4th.
CBS Tuesday.
My favorite TV shows are on Tuesdays.
America's favorite agents.
Tony DiNozzo, friend of the ladies.
Are on the case.
Allow me to work my way from the horrific to the curious.
See why NCIS is TV's number one show.
I'm impressed.
Let's go.
Just because I make it look easy doesn't mean it is.
This is exciting stuff.
That's not nothing.
No, that's something.
NCIS, Tuesday, only CBS.
CBS Friday, America's bosses are going back undercover.
Oh, man, this is hard work.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
He gonna give me a home.
New bosses.
I believe in you.
New inspirational stories.
You changed my life so much.
You changed mine.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
These tears of joy right here.
Friday, only CBS.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii Five-O has oh so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup?
You're my backup.
Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Chin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even...
Booyah.
Jerry.
You make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii Five-O, CBS Friday.
Is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Fun is winning. Winning is fun.
Very solid at this point.
No, really, really good. I think the problem with listener-driven segments, I think the problem is Terry.
Well, because he always is so pessimistic about it.
Very
ends up being
so.
A self-fulfilling prophecy.
Very much so. And that's why I'm very enthusiastic about our listeners. They're intelligent. They come through with crystal clear phone calls, and they bring solid content to the show.
Day two!
Real quick, before we start, there's three ladies at the bar, and I'm pretty sure they're all really drunk on martinis.
Yes.
Wondering why we're just talking sports.
Ah.
I said, okay. But I did want to wish Kelly a happy 32nd birthday, because she's at the bar, and she's drunk right now.
Well, it's the 21st birthday of Mickey Finn, so it's everybody's birthday.
And she's looking for a man.
So we don't have any. We're fresh out.
Fresh out of men here, lady.
Dan in Hyde Park is on the score.
Hi, guys. Good to talk to you. So in October of 1993, I was a 17-year-old boy, and we went to Toronto to visit family. We happened to all be sitting around watching Game 6 of the World Series. Joe Carter hits his home run. My cousin who was there had some friends over, one of which was a gorgeous girl that I was in love with. We ended up going out to Yonge Street. We all piled in a van to go and celebrate. I had this idea that girls like it when guys do crazy, unpredictable, dangerous, stupid things, and they should be turned on by that. So I decided it was a good idea to strip down to my boxers and get out of this van and start high-fiving people. I thought that would get her to like me. I ended up walking around like this. This guy, I was holding my boxers up while these other people, for whatever reason, came up to me and tried to pull my boxers down. I was holding them up furiously. My boxers ripped into a million pieces. I was in the middle of the street with millions of people. I just completely panicked. I was totally naked, and I just ran aimlessly. I didn't know where I was going. I just sprinted, just didn't know what to do. I ended up on the side of a Loblaws grocery store, covering myself with my hands, just desperately waiting for someone to rescue me.
Hey, Dan, were you on drugs?
Yes, you know, PCP?
What were you taking?
It's really funny. I was not under the influence of anything but my own stupidity. And I'm still under the influence of that, unfortunately. But I don't even have that as an excuse. So needless to say, the girl was not terribly impressed by this. I didn't get what I was looking for, and all I have for it is a story that just shows what a complete idiot I am.
Well, thanks for sharing.
Maybe she just wasn't very impressed when he got naked.
This is a texter who says, it was the worst point in my life when I saw a beautiful woman walk into my drug rehab meeting. That's a great lead. Honest to God, she was wearing face paint from a carnival and a tennis outfit. We've been married for a year. And I just got a text from the Sultan of Guilt, who said that that previous call was former Toronto Mayor Rob Ford.
Yeah, I was saying, if it's the World Series, it's Toronto. It's chilly, correct?
Yeah.
And he's stripped down to his boxers and then holding them up because people are trying to pull them down.
Like a Canadian bit or
If you were to see an idiot running down the street high-fiving people in just boxers, would your first inclination be, I gotta pull those boxers down?
No, the first inclination would be to shoot him.
To stay away from him.
Call the authorities, right?
I think next time he tells that story, he should be high on something.
While he's telling it.
Right.
Or we should be while we're listening to it. Yeah, Adam's next on the score. Hi, Adam. You're on Wild at Heart. This has been a good one.
Hey, guys. I was in sophomore year of high school, and there was this one girl, all my buddies, all enamored over. They all, you know, they made the mistake of going to the friend zone too quickly, though. And, you know, I didn't really know her that well, and, you know, kind of met her. And, oh, she's cute, you know, and I heard she might have liked me. So I go to, you know, and she was a dance girl, so she's doing the halftime show at the basketball game. I go to Jumbo, I buy a dozen roses, half of them are sparkly. I don't know what the heck I'm doing. I've never really had a girlfriend, kind of a fat kid growing up, and, you know, I give her the flowers at halftime after she does the dance. I think it's all romantic. She takes it. I was set up for failure, and I succeeded. So the next couple months, we
we had to dump him.
We had to dump him. All she wanted was stuff on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
She used a fat kid to get stuff.
So we're going to do an update, and then we'll do a few more of these. And
yeah, going good.
Yeah.
Going well.
Scoreboard update.
4:30 and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio and live from Mickey Finn's in Libertyville, I'm Matt Rodewald with this scoreboard update. The Wolves are home tonight at 7 and Sunday at 4 at Allstate Arena. Visit ChicagoWolves.com today. The Bulls feeling okay heading into the All-Star break. Pau Gasol with 18 and 10 last night in the win over the Cavs. That's his 14th straight game with a double-double. 12 of those points coming in the first quarter as well. The Bulls have the whole week off. They go back to work Friday in Auburn Hills to take on the Detroit Pistons, start of a back-to-back night. Jimmy Butler dealing with that shoulder injury, didn't play last night, not going to be a part of the skills competition tomorrow night in New York, but as of now, he will still try and play Sunday in the 64th annual NBA All-Star Game. The Rising Stars game is tonight in Brooklyn. Niko Mirotić will play for the World Squad. The Blackhawks hoping to end a two-game skid when they host the Devils tonight. Corey Crawford is in net against Corey Schneider. Michael Roosevelt out with a shoulder injury. Ben Smith is a scratch tonight. Ryan Hartman, the local product from Dundee, he will make his debut after getting called up from Rockford. The Illini went on a 21-zip run to pull away from Michigan in overtime on Thursday, but a tough one awaits with a trip to Madison on Sunday afternoon. They'll face off against the fifth-ranked Wisconsin Badgers. Valpo in action tonight, playing host to Green Bay. Golf, second round of the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Got Brent Snedeker and Matt Jones that are 12 under par tied atop the leaderboard. Baseball, White Sox signed Matt Albers to a minor league contract. He missed most of last year because of a shoulder injury. Spent some time with the Astros, Red Sox, and the Indians the past 2 years. By the way, Hawk Harrelson, happy with the White Sox this offseason. You can check out his conversation this morning with Mullen Hanley at MullenHanley.com. Two rooftop owners are calling it life or death. They filed a restraining order to keep the Cubs from building that Jumbotron in right field. They were in court yesterday, and they are hoping that a judge will hear the case coming up on Wednesday. And Roger Goodell made $35 million in 2013, according to his tax returns that were released today from Sports Business Daily. This after making $44 million in 2012. On Valentine's Day, Walgreens gets how easy it is to end up at the corner of I need to get a gift and I need to get it now. That's why Walgreens is just around the corner with everything from Hallmark cards to Dove chocolates and even fresh flowers. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to Chicago's number one sports radio station, Sports Radio 670 The Score, and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
We are in the middle of Friday Fung, Wild at Heart, in honor of Valentine's Day, and we have heard your stories, some good, some bad, some creepy, some frightening, but for the most part, all pretty much entertaining. We hope they continue that way. Oak Park, Smokin' Joe is on the score.
Hi, Joe.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Man, anyway, I had a family fire 30 years ago, back in 85, and was a virgin trying to score for the first time. And went out with a girl from the South Side, father was a police officer, took her out to Ronnie's Steakhouse. I don't know if you guys remember that downtown. You could get a steak, potatoes, everything for about $10.
Wait, Ronnie's on State?
Yeah, it's still open, isn't it? I think it's still open.
I don't think so. I thought it just... It's not even technically a steak, though.
Well, it's meat.
Right.
All right. Right. Well, as a kid, you can, it's impressive. You're getting steak, potatoes, a salad, a drink, and a dessert. So it was a great first date. We left for Ronnie's Steakhouse, went back to her place. Dad wasn't at home. She's playing music.
Again, that's two in a row. Oh,
come on, no swearing.
Two in a row. Stop swearing on the radio.
Yeah, Ronnie's is still open. Ronnie's Steakhouse, we've been cooking up juicy steaks, big portions, and small prices since 1963.
Okay.
Yeah, they're still open.
It's
they're
still there?
Ronnie's Original Steakhouse, 100 West Randolph?
No, that's... It was on State, I thought.
Is that State and Randolph?
Is that right?
Right.
But I thought it was on. I thought the address was on State. Okay.
Yeah, that's still there. So we could go there. We could go sometime. If you want to go? We'd have to go. I mean, how late are they open to? We have to go there after we're drinking. I don't think we can go there.
I don't think it's a late night.
You can't really. You can't go there for like a meal.
Guys,
7 to 10.
Guys,
yes?
We didn't get to hear the rest of that story, unfortunately, but as Dredge tells me, he says that the pills she came back with, he thought it was heroin, so he ran out of the room. It turned out they were birth control.
Heroin pills?
Yes.
All right.
What? I didn't know that it was available in pill form.
All right.
Not that I'm a heroin expert all of a sudden. I just
well, he clearly I mean, wasn't. Like,
I mean, if someone came to me and said these are heroin pills, I wouldn't question it. I don't know for sure.
Well, there are other opioids that would be available to you in pill form.
Well, but I'm saying I wouldn't know 100% that heroin doesn't come in pill form.
In Kankakee, this is Roy. He's on the score.
I usually do other drugs, so I don't know. Yeah, I stay away from heroin.
Good afternoon. I'll try not to swear this time either. So
yeah, please don't. Yeah, don't swear. Let's not go three in a row.
But just real quick, 1987, I had my first date with my future wife, and that was on Valentine's Day. It was kind of a nice, easy time when we did have the date, but it actually worked out fine. So we started living together, and we were living in Ottawa. And it was the following year, 1988, February 14th coming along. And about a week before that, my wife started, you know, talking about how she didn't want to get married. The last thing she wanted to do was get married. And I had bought her an engagement ring, you know, exactly. But I bought her an engagement ring that I put in a drawer in my room and just locked it there. And I said, okay, fine. You want to play that? Then we just won't get engaged, you know? So I thought, we'll go to this hotel in Chicago, have a good time and all that. And just, we'll not even think about getting married. So we go there and we went to the Hard Rock Cafe, and I stayed at the River North over in right near the restaurant. And we come back. It was probably about 1 o'clock in the morning. And she says, we get to the hotel room, and she's like looking all mopey and stuff. And I'm like, well, you know, what's the matter? And she says, well, I guess if you're not going to ask me now, I guess you never will. So I said, do you realize that there's an engagement ring sitting for you in a locker right now in Ottawa? So, being the idiot that I am, I decided, well, let's go get it. So I drove all the way to Ottawa.
And then she said no?
Yeah, I'm here, I'm saying no on principle.
Drove all the way to Ottawa, went back, picked up the ring, went all the way back to Chicago, went to the Hilton, back to the hotel, and I proposed to her there. So that was 1988, and now, or 1987, and now that's 87. Been, what, 28 years.
A long time.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Roy.
Thanks.
Now, you know what? I have to say this. Can't you just agree to get married and you get the ring later? Do you really need to drive 2 hours back to get the ring?
I'm telling you, if I'm driving 2 hours to Quebec to get the ring, she's coming with me, and we're getting engaged in Ottawa. Right. I'm not driving back to the city to get engaged. Like, you had your chance. When you said you didn't want to get married, you lost that opportunity of the romantic downtown engagement at the Best Western in River North. I mean, of all the great, like, hotels in the city, we're going to do this up right, honey. I've got us a room at the Holiday Inn in River North. Screw the Mag Mile and all those nice hotels.
Wow.
And by the way, we're going to live in Ottawa forever in a locker. So now I got her locked up in the locker the engagement ring was in. She's chopped up in pieces.
Matt will finish up a fine edition of Wild at Heart on the Score.
Hi, Matt.
Hello, Matt.
Hey, fellas. So this was just right after college. I had just started hanging out with this girl that was a friend of my sister's. One night we were at her place and we were trying to watch a movie and it was all scrambled. The tracking was all off. After this, I decided I liked her. No, it was not. I don't remember what it was, but decided to pull out all the stops. Asked her on a real date, you know, got reservations at a nice restaurant, bought her flowers, took her out, and then dropped her off back at home. And as the final touch, me and my roommate happened to have an extra VCR at our apartment. So I tried to be the big shot, and I gave her this old VCR that I knew the tracking worked on. Needless to say, I didn't actually hear from her much after that. About 6 months later, my sister has a birthday party, and her roommate are there. And I'm talking to the roommate, and she says, "Hey, did that girl ever give you the porno back that you gave in the VCR?" Apparently, that was my big move, was to give her a VCR filled with 70s era pornography.
Nice. We've got Bush. We've got Bush. Nice touch. I mean, you want to? I guess that's one way to impress a girl. Here's a VCR.
Yeah, with insatiable. Right. Nicely done. Good stuff. Thank you. The Boers and Bernstein Show. We are at Mickey Finn's, and it is crowded here. Apparently, in Libertyville, you can get off work at 4:30.
Well, most people work from home.
They put the Liberty in Libertyville.
That's right. Yep. It is it's the Village of Independence. It's what we are, people. Right?
Being expressed on this Valentine's Day Eve here. And when we come back, we're going to give away another player entry in the One Step Program's 2015 Charity Poker Championship. We've got two more to give away. One can be yours next on The Score.
The Score is mobile. Connect on the go. Listen live. Comment on the guest. Show polls. 10 Seconds of Glory. The Audio Roadshow app. Chicago Sports on the go. With Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's sports station.
One score and 1 year ago, Old Navy brought forth a new clothing store dedicated to the proposition that all sales are not created equal. Like a President's Day sale, where now through Monday only, the entire store is up to 50% off, proving that great-looking clothing of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not cost an arm and leg.
Run to Old Navy now through Monday for up to 50% off the entire store. That's up to 50% off jackets, jeans, tees, you name it. Valid February 13th through 16th. Excludes gift cards, clearance, and Fruit of the Loom.
CBS Friday.
I am a New York City cop who was asked to be the commissioner.
Blue Bloods is inspiring.
We'll do everything we can to find out who did this.
Daring.
Make a choice, right or wrong.
Riveting.
He killed a cop!
In my job, you need to prove it.
Moving.
Being the top cop comes with a lot of sacrifices.
See why millions of viewers spend Friday night with the Reagans.
I'm thankful for 4 generations of this family safe and sound.
Blue Bloods, Friday, only CBS.
Did you know for less than $1 a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the One Touch Baylor Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Baylor Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
My name is Harold Finch. I built a machine of unrivaled power. The machine detects ordinary crimes before they happen.
You can call me Reese. In another life, I worked for the government, hunting down the world's most dangerous men. Now I stop bad things from happening to good people.
You've taken very good care of me.
My friend and I help people in trouble.
Thank you for giving me my life back.
The world is better off with both of us in it.
The hit drama, Person of Interest, CBS Tuesday.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Time is running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and now you're two payments behind on your mortgage. You need real help, and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last resort. Debt Relief Now is dedicated to helping families get out of debt while saving you money and stopping harassing collection calls. The consultation is free, and the relief real. Call 800-402-5219. 800-402-5219.
CBS Monday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
Did your mother's...
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Aw, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Don't miss Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Monday.
Interact. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Now it's time for 10 seconds of agony.
What was something the city of Chicago refused to do when negotiating to host the NFL draft?
They refused to let Chief Keefe shuttle attendees from the parking lot to the draft on his ATVs.
What's the worst part about the White Sox losing Tony Campana for the season?
No Speaks parody song. It's Tony, Tony Campana.
What should Jesse Jackson be doing instead of inserting himself in the Jackie Robinson West story?
Skiing.
The only lesson the Jackie Robinson West players learned this week was blank.
You don't have to be a child to act like one.
This has been your 10 seconds of agony on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Well, okay.
Another week of those. The Boris and Bernstein Show at Mickey Finn's. He is Matt Abaticola. What? You don't like that picture? You don't follow Nikola Mirotic on Twitter?
No, but he looks like a character that's on Justified right now.
Really?
Yeah. Anybody watch Justified? Anybody? Justified?
And doesn't he have a tie?
Crazy killer with the beard.
Why is he wearing a tie?
Why? Because that's the cool. You don't always wear a tie with a suit.
On my way to Rising Stars game.
I shoot the ball well. I shoot the ball well tonight.
Proud to representing the Bulls. And he's also tagging his new custom suit maker there. That's great. He trimmed up the beard, though. Look, he had a little manscaping going on there.
Yeah. It looks, well, you don't call a beard trimming manscaping.
Well, it's,
manscaping's the nether region.
They did that, too. How do you tell
you
the
don't
difference?
Know that.
Smile, dude. It's kind of a half smile.
He's European.
So? Europeans can't smile?
Well, not his type of European. They don't smile.
I want to know who took the picture, though.
I bet you he had the timer on his camera.
Well, he's got a wedding ring on. I would assume it's his wife.
Maybe she took it. The picture.
She also has a beard like that.
just not on her face.
You look wonderful. I take picture. We go to game. He's playing really well. He is. It's good. We had talked some basketball, and I know there's some people wanted to continue doing. Oh, look who's on the line. This is awesome. Screaming angry man. We'll get to him in a second. We'll do it now. I got to give away the poker thing. Hello, screaming angry Tony. Please be angry and scream.
Okay, be honest. You guys are eating crow right now because my Tony Snell is doing well, and you didn't even know who the heck he was.
I'm not really a fan, but
I know you're not a fan. You don't even know basketball, and that's the worst part. People calling up knowing more than you do, and you get paid for it. Terrible.
Isn't that nice? It's great.
It's great. It's terrible.
No, it's
you
great,
guys represent
Tony.
The meatheads that are. You wonder
hey,
why
Tony.
There's so many meatheads calling? It's because you guys are meatheads. Every time I listen to some asinine stuff comment you make,
quit yelling.
CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yeah!
That's big.
Paradigm shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No.
Me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody.
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Thursday, only CBS.
And intelligent.
Tony, okay. are you driving?
One thing, but it comes out.
Did he?
No, he didn't swear.
No, I don't think he swore.
No, he didn't. Put him back on.
Put him back on.
He
didn't.
Yeah, he's fine.
I don't think he swore.
No, I'm saying just be careful because you're so angry and emotional right now and you're driving. It's dangerous.
No, it's not. What's dangerous is listening to a bunch of buffoons while I'm driving.
Okay, now, Tony, here's the thing. Why do you listen then?
Yeah, don't listen.
I listen just so that I can be complimented with your idiotic natures. It's just ridiculous.
Wait, you listen why?
Be complimented with your idiotic natures.
I listen because it compliments me to hear your idiotic natures.
But
you
the point is,
the longest running sports show, and
yes.
It proves that you are connected to the meatheads that are every one of them that call.
It's
now, you can
shouting.
Laugh at me.
I'm no deaf.
You can laugh at me all you want, but you just think about how many dumb things come out of your mouth on a regular basis.
Stop
and
yelling
you have the
at me, all right?
To take a paycheck for it.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah, it's a great gig, man. You should get
right.
one.
It's an awesome
it's
gig. And the great thing is, if you're listening, we win.
I listen to everyone. You're not special.
Well, you can't listen to this show and everyone.
I listen to everyone. You're just another talk show. The only difference is the only time you say something worth listening to is nothing.
Tony, don't lie.
You don't miss a minute.
Yeah, you're lying. You don't listen to anything else but this station.
That's just your arrogance.
No, that's
it's,
the truth.
It's also
actually.
True.
Right. It's the truth.
Out your arrogance. Anybody
no,
who knows
really
you knows I listen to all sports because, unlike you, I actually like sports.
You're right.
That's great.
We don't like sports.
Tony, we're glad you're listening, and we're happy that it makes you so emotional.
What you should be happy about is that, once again, you made a fool of yourself, so you need to go on ahead and admit it. Tony Snell is a much better player than you gave him credit for, and just with a little playing time, you're getting a notice.
I'm just not as big a fan as you are.
Nobody asked you to join his Facebook
Quit screaming
club.
At me, dude.
I'm just telling you he's a better player.
Wait, hey, Tony, are you a member of Tony Snell's Facebook club?
Really? That's what
I'm asking you, are you?
On a Friday?
You brought it up. Why? Was it on a Friday? Is that Monday conversation?
Yeah, why does the day of the week matter?
Right.
Because, you know, you think you had enough over the course of a week just to say something, if not intelligent, at least funny.
No, it was a question. You brought up his Facebook club.
It was a dumb question. No, I'm not.
Well, you brought it up.
Yeah,
I was just curious.
You're the one
who
mentioned
it. Don't get all angry about it. You brought it up.
First off, whatever. That's just not even the way it was even offered.
Wait. Don't you say whatever to me, mister. First off, why don't you talk to the hand?
Okay, fine. All right,
anyway. I got it there. See? I know how to talk to this guy.
Tony, I can't wait to look forward to your next call. Thank you.
If I'm bullying, then good Lord, you guys are like knockout champions the way you talk to people.
Yeah, that's why we get paid.
Well, again, guess what? I get paid, too, when people just happen to like me.
Oh, a lot of people like us, including you, Tony.
But, Tony, if you're listening...
I know you do.
If you're listening, it doesn't matter whether you like...
See, look at him. He's trying to be angry. Are you doing a bit, Tony?
No, I don't.
Is that the whole thing now?
No, you guys did the bit.
You're not an angry person. You're just trying to be funny. We know you love us. We love you, too, Tony.
No, I love you more than you can imagine.
No, I love... Tony, I love you more than...
Happy Valentine's Day.
I love you more than you love yourself, Tony.
Happy Valentine's Day.
See, exactly.
All right. That's our guy.
Hey, Tony, I love you. See? And first of all...
I think we just broke the bit.
Whatever. Oh, we broke it. Yeah, I broke him down. I saw it coming. That's the thing. With the, 11-plus years of screening all the idiots that call you guys, I can see right through it. It's pretty easy.
I still want him to be angry and call and yell at us,
It's
though.
Too late. I ruined him. I broke him.
No, but I always look forward to
I'm
that.
I'm so angry. First of all, whatever. Okay.
No, that's cool.
I don't know. You were a 13-year-old girl. That's cool.
All right.
Which is fine. Give away your poker thing.
Caller 10 to the contest line, 312-591-6700 is entered.
Caller, which one?
What'd I say?
I don't know.
10. I said 10. Okay. Thank you, Dave. Into the One Step Program's 2015 Charity Poker Championship presented by Robert W. Baird. It's Thursday, February 19th at the Montgomery Club in Chicago. You want to play? Get your seat. Montgomery Club's great place, great night, great food.
Great food.
We've got top shelf booze.
Top shelf booze.
We've got all kinds of prizes to
prizes
be won.
Prizes to be won.
And we're helping kids with cancer
through the
One Step Program. So visit onestepcamp.org. Also want to thank our sponsors, David Hochberg from Townstone Financial, Coyote Logistics, and the Milwaukee Brewing Company. So we got one more to give away between now and 6
o'clock. I didn't
know that.
Milwaukee Brewing Company. Really?
Yeah.
I like their beer. Yeah.
They're big good friends
really
of the
good
program.
Beer, actually. Nice.
And then on Monday, we have 4 more spots to give away. But
on Monday.
If you
4 more
want to come, you should buy yourself a seat. Because that way, it helps kids more than us just giving it to you.
Am I doing a good Terry?
Well, you're not poking at your iPad enough and yelling for Joe Dredge.
No, yelling for Miska.
It's Miska. In studio, he has to have Dredge arrange for his Uber ride or whatever.
Which Terry can never, he never gets an Uber ride. It's like, how'd your Uber thing work out?
I don't know, buddy.
I never showed up, buddy. I've taken Uber. I've never had a problem with Uber.
Let's go.
Or getting a cab in the city.
We have a cab stand with like 15 cabs standing outside. I can't get a ride.
All right, we got to go.
Sorry. Jeez.
Let alone Tibbs.
Prickly. Boris and Bernstein on the score.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to digital exclusives, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best. Hear what you've been missing at Play.
CBS presents the stars of the new comedy, The Odd Couple, Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon.
I would like to clear something up. We're not a couple.
Do I cook our meals?
Well, yes, but...
Do I clean our apartment?
To clarify, I normally don't clean anything.
When you need comfort, do I not dry your tears?
It was one time, and I was having a really bad day.
By most metrics, we are a couple.
We're not a couple.
Except that we are.
Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon are The Odd Couple.
What do you want to do for dinner?
Let's stay in.
A new comedy, Thursdays, only CBS.
Premiering CBS Wednesday, March 4th. In the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette, James Vanderbeek.
This is just the beginning.
CSI Cyber. Premieres CBS Wednesday, March 4th.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
CBS Tuesday.
You ready?
I'm good for a fight.
The network that brought you TV's number one drama, NCIS, takes you to the Big Easy.
My city, my way.
Now, New Orleans has its own NCIS.
This town really gets into your DNA.
Scott Bakula stars.
Are we gonna have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans, Tuesday, only CBS.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii Five-0 has, oh, so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup? You're my backup.
Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Chin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go.